With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and prayers you might have. Judy told me this morning that her daughter Nigel was down there with her for the weekend, but she has a bad knee like I had, and they won't replace her knee until she loses X number of pounds. But this diet thing in life is hard. I've been blessed that the doctor that I had didn't require me to lose a lot of weight before he fixed mine. But anyhow, Nigel and her knees bothering her today, so I told Judy I'd lift that up. Any joyous concerns? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank God for this little church.
Amen.
And everyone in it. And I want to thank God that He sent Dave to me after I lost Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
He knew I needed someone to take care of and boss over him. found out that one of the guys from the sheriff's office that Stan was close to and worked with over the years, Tony Leon, lost his battle with cancer, and they just had his service on Friday. And he was, I was called just a little Stan, and whenever they had the convoy that came in with all the disaster relief, we went out to the end of Bethel, and he got on a loudspeaker, and we were sitting waiting for him, and waiting, and turned the lights on, and hey there, little Stan, and and at the parades and stuff, he always acknowledged her, but Stan went to the memorial service. Tony Leon. Tony Leon, yeah.
Did they name Leon County after him?
I don't think so. I think he's young for that.
Okay. thank you. We're starting to keep that family in prayer. Travis? No, okay.
We missed last week because we were at our 20th annual Kingfish Shootout in Carabel. And we do that in honor of my sister. We raise funds and go and give the money back to the Research Foundation for Leukemia. And we had 86 boats,
wow.
And that's a record. The guys fished 6 to 8 foot waves. About 35 of them did not come back in because it was just too rough, so they didn't have a fish to weigh in. So they just went to the house. But the rest of them did. It was very smooth. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. But I'm just grateful that we were able to do it and then everybody was safe and we had a good time. So it was fun.
Can you have one more?
Well, just prayers for the transition that we're going through at work. In the middle of us having to be consolidated with DOC, we're having recarpeted in our office. So it's a little bit chaotic right now.
You know, that's one thing that used to split a church was when they were trying to decide on the carpet and you had the congregation vote. And if you pick the wrong color, somebody with I am leaving. I'm not coming in every Sunday and look at that putrid green carpet. Yes, sir.
Well, Tita didn't say, but they were able to give $86,000 back to the community, which is huge. And well over $1 million in the end, too. What they've done since Lisa passed away. So it's a great event, and that's not a problem change.
Yeah, that's awesome.